Well, good morning. This is Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio, and I'm here with Charles Oskey, the superintendent of schools at Johnson County School District Number 1.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Can't believe it's Friday again.
Yes.
But it did snow again this morning, so it's all good.
Oh, it did.
Winter's still here.
Well, and we've passed Thanksgiving. Now we're finally able to actually put the Christmas decorations up and get rolling and into the holiday season. So what is happening at Johnson County School District Number 1?
There's a lot happening. This is the time of year where you're wrapping up first semester. We got some professional development again with what's happening. But more importantly, we're wrapping up a semester. And to be honest with you, it's went fast.
Yeah.
I know we have our weekly interviews, but we're 3 weeks out from the end of the year.
So when does school end? What's the holiday like for schools?
So super good question. So we have KC that has a 4-day week, which is on a little different schedule than everybody else. But the last day for students here in Buffalo is going to be the 20th. Knock on wood, as long as there's no snow day, because this calendar does have a snow day made in. So as long as we stay in school, we will be out on that Tuesday. It is a full day, the way the schedule was developed to support that. And then new to this is we'll come back in January on the 3rd with professional development for our staff before kids come in. So one of the expectations or non-negotiables I had last year when we developed this calendar is we put a snow day in each semester, and that we start this semester out here in Buffalo with a professional development day so teachers have the ability to work in their buildings and get ready for kids on the first day. So that's kind of happening
as
we wrap up with that.
So I imagine teachers were coming in on the holidays to try to get ready otherwise.
So to kind of focus on that. So let's all knock on wood that we have a easy road until the 20th, and then everybody can start on that Wednesday and enjoy their Christmas break.
That is really nice.
Winter activities, that's the next thing. Everybody's super busy, so we finished up with all our fall activities, and we're getting right into the mix of our winter activities. So lots of things happening, and very grateful for the team we have here in Johnson County.
So we're going to need to talk at some point at length at extracurricular activities and how that pulls students in. You know, a lot of students, that keeps them in school. But we'll talk about that another time. A subject that I'd like to delve into is a little touchy. I've understood through school board information that there's a federal investigation going on with the district. Can you enlighten the listeners a little bit?
No, this is a great conversation. So I'd love to have an open conversation with you guys in the community to keep you informed. So at the last board meeting, we did hire Holland and Hart, which is a legal firm, to help us with a federal audit / investigation based on our ESSER funds, our federal funds. Through that process. So we were identified through a federal agency that they wanted to take a look at how we've expended our funds as a district starting back in 2020. And so with that, it was recommended that we go with this firm to kind of help and be supportive of the process. So I have two avenues. We can play the role of a victim, or we can play the role of opportunity, and I'm looking at it as a role of opportunity. These things that we're looking into are going to help us grow as a district. These are systems and processes that, since I came on in July of 2021, that have been identified that need to change. It's just kind of an extension that first fall that I was here, we got selected for a state federal audit on grants and got put on a corrective action plan because of policies and procedures that were in place or weren't up to speed with where we were, how things had happened. So we went through that. This is the next stage, and looking at it as an opportunity. So what does that look like, or really why is this important to us? Because when you go through a federal audit / investigation like this, there's a potential of paying money back.
So that's not a good thing.
You know, there's so just to put it out on the very far end of the spectrum, that could be up to close to $1.7 million. But it's not gonna go. It's about systems and procedures in place. The next thing it is the findings is actually losing federal funds for the future. And that's not ESSER funding. That is actually our Title I, our Title II, which can be anywhere from $600,000 to $750,000. dollars, $600,000 to $750,000 annually, that we rely on as a district. So it is my expectation that we are going to comply and do everything that we need to grow, and but more importantly, work with the federal investigators to find out what we need to change and then make those changes. So
I have a question. So, I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of process that a school and a school district, school boards go through. How did we get here? Like, aren't there fail-safe processes along the way, policies and those kind of things to keep a district from these things?
There are, but updated and keeping on top of those and putting systems in place so that more than one person has their eyes on that position and changes, which are changes I made as soon as I got in August, delegating some of those responsibilities so there's some accountability among different people as we look through that. One of the things that's already come out of this is again, this is my philosophy, this is my leadership style, but this isn't just Johnson County. This is school districts around the state of Wyoming. Federal grants were handed out, a lot of people, and under a time frame, and had to expend them, and then the rules came out afterwards on
right
what you could do. So,
and this was mainly COVID money we're talking, right?
Yeah, but it's all federal funds. When you really tie it together, the same processes need to be for everything, all federal funds. So our annual federal funds, which is your Title I, Title II, 611, 619, your Title IV, Perkins. I mean, I can go through a whole list of things, but just to sum it up, they're federal funds. Doesn't matter what level they're at. But
so you're mentioning a lot of names. These are funds that the district applies for from the federal government, and it funds programs that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. So our at-risk programs, our professional development. So there's an extension of that, and it's a grant management system, or we refer to it as GMS. But annually, every year we submit, and the government allows so much money for each one of those. You're allocated, but there's a process with that. But to extend with that, we've already identified procurement procedure policies and updating. We've updated it once, we'll update it again. But where we're at right now, through not only the corrective action plan last year, but through this investigation so far, is there's some holes that we need to identify. So we are going to put on actually state training. I think it's in the second week of January for our district, but we've invited other districts around the state, and we've had a good, we have over 11 districts interested right now, between 60 and 75 other people. The State Wyoming Department of Education is wanting to come to this. So there's some training that we're gonna do, but we're gonna extend that and do that collaborative piece and help other districts around the state from what we've learned.
Okay, so you're saying that Johnson County School District's going to train people on what they learned kind of not to do through this process?
We're inviting those people to this training with us. We're going to sit down with 11 other districts mm-hmm. and go through the same training so that other districts can be brought up to speed with what we should be doing with federal funds. So It's just an opportunity. It's something we needed to do, but then we opened the door and other districts recognize they need the same training. So we're just going to collaborate and share this opportunity to all get stronger in the state of Wyoming.
So let's go back to the federal audit, federal investigation. Mm-hmm. You talked about we could lose quite a bit of money from our district through this process. Tell us a little bit of a time frame and maybe some consequences, and you know how's that going
to
look?
And just to be clear, I mean those are potentials. It's not saying that we are, but the reality is, to put it in place, is you could have to repay money, and the other thing is you could lose access to funding in the future. And for us, for me in my position, that's critical. So right. We need to change that. And it goes back to, I mean, we could be looking back all the way back to 2018. We've already went back to look at 2016, but kind of wherever they decide and how far back they want to go, will be totally up to them. So we're going to be completely compliant with the federal investigation and audit piece and provide that. And then whatever feedback they expect us to do, that's what we're going to do. The deal with Holland and Hart that you asked about, we hired them to help us. And I'm assuming within 2 months, we will at least have some solid evidence on things that we need to do and continue to work forward. But like an example, the procurement training, we've already identified that. So instead of waiting until everything's done, we're already being proactive and saying, okay, this is the training we need. This is what we're going to do. So even as until the Holland Hart is done with theirs, anything that comes up that we need to improve on, we're going to try to do that as soon as we can.
So is procurement just all of our purchasing?
How you go out to bid, what you do, how it's done, and just changing the protocol involved in that, and knowing, you know, every year there should have been a certification with all supervisors that they understand and acknowledge what the procedure policies is, and doing the updates with our board policies according to, you know, we have a great resource with the School Boards Association. So
we do.
When they do those policy updates, especially with these procedures and budgets, that's what we need to do. And to paint a picture, I mean, part of the struggle with this is we have a lot of new people. So when you're going back and asking information from years prior to my being in my position, to current curriculum director, to special ed director, business manager is only been here since July 1st. I mean, sometimes finding that documentation has been a struggle. That's why we've changed our business software system. And my expectation is when we have a business software, everything should be there.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter who's here or who's in and out. You should be able to go back and find some of that stuff. So these are all things that we're cleaning up. The problem is it just takes time. Change is difficult, but it takes time. And that's the one thing that we're working on, because we still have to keep in mind, we still got to keep the schools open. We got to educate kids. We have school improvement. We have report cards. We have a lot of things going on. So I got to give kudos to this team that's assembled here at the district office, and what we're seeing in the buildings is they're putting in a lot of extra time, but they're still keeping education as a focus with kids.
Well, and I think the entire community is behind the district. You know, we want our district to be strong and not lose money and be able to get, you know, the money we need from the federal government, from the state to educate our kids as we have been doing.
Absolutely. And I want to go on a side note with that. So this is an extension from the School Boards Association, but, you know, Connie, our new business manager, and her strong relationships with other business managers, their collaboration, watching them work at the table to solve problems at the state, and then saying, hey, we want to come to that training too. And then the work that Jan and Lynette did as board members down there, really promoting not only Johnson County School District, but promoting education, what is best for kids. Those people are coming to our training because they want to be a part of something that they know needs to happen. So it's exciting. People are coming to Johnson County. They want to be a part of that. We have support. So Johnson County has some really good things going on, and I think we've got the ship headed in the right direction. We just have some opportunities of change, and I don't want to whitewash anybody and say, oh, this is a little thing. This is a big deal. But we can look at it in two ways. We can be a victim and point fingers, or we can take a look at it as an opportunity for change and to do some things and become the great district I know we can be and are, and get that out there. So that's my attitude.
Well, I guess I could say, as just a community member, I'm sorry that you got dumped into something that's really big, but boy, Johnson County's fortunate to have you at the helm, because it sounds like you're leading the district the way it needs to go.
And I appreciate it. I just got a great team. I got great people, and I'm learning every day. So it's
well,
good.
And we all do. Yeah. Let's move on to a little more upbeat subject. Thank you so much for being as transparent as you can be about this, because the community is interested, and we, you know, we want to know.
Absolutely.
As much as we can, so we can support.
And I will tell you as much as I can, yeah. And as things change, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, and 307 Net Radio is never here to tear our school down, tear our district down. We just want to help people know what they can know.
And I want you and the listeners to know, too, this, at no point in time do I ever feel that. The support and that what's happening for the kids in this district makes me truly grateful to be in this position. So
we're glad
we got some good people here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And speaking of those good people, talk about a little bit about professional development that's going to be coming up.
Oh, so we continue the journey of Solution Tree and bringing some trainers in with that, continue that leadership growth. But the one thing that I really get excited about is as we get ready for accreditation, which adds anxiety, because as of January 1st, I only have 6 months to get ready for our annual accreditation visit.
But and what is that exactly?
So accreditation is where we do it every year, but this is an on-site peer review team that actually comes on site to actually see if we're doing what we're saying we're doing. So there'll be a group of anywhere from four to six people that come on site. They'll interview board members, they'll interview administrators, supervisors, they'll take a look. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be submitted as of July 1st. So we're getting all that information together. They'll be on site, and it's kind of where the rubber hits the road. Are you really doing what you're saying you're doing? And so we got to be prepared for that. So everything from that leads into the next thing is part of that accreditation is having solid evaluations for teachers and principals and the superintendent evaluation. So one of the things I want to extend on is what we're continuing to do is developing a new teacher growth model, which is an evaluation model, because Danielson, and when I say new, it's because Danielson changed their format. So we're kind of keeping up with the changes there. We've hired Kraft Consulting out of Sheridan to develop what I consider probably an opportunity to develop a principal growth evaluation system. We are developing it with the guidance of Mitch, who is has a lot of experience and is very well respected around the state, to kind of develop and hopefully have a model that other districts will be excited to use too. So we are kind of being innovative with that piece. And then as the new board comes on, take a look at, the superintendent's evaluation system and making sure it aligns the leadership governance to the school boards association to make sure that they're there. So it's just a revisit of that.
So that sounds great. I mean, our teachers have to do a lot of professional development, I'm sure, to go through the year. How many professional development days and activities do you
do? So we have 175 school days and we have 185 teacher days, so it's 10 days of professional development. It can include parent-teacher conferences and some other things, but the whole district-wide focus this year has been culture, professional learning communities, and looking at that teacher growth model. So when I get excited about that, that's not the only thing that's happening. You have your elementaries that are doing a lot of your literacy training, and so there's just so much going on. But what I want the parents and the community to hear is teaching is always an evolving. That's why they call it the science of teaching. Okay, it's always the keeping up on that. So it's not simply just coming to work and dealing with kiddos. There is a true art. I call it the art and science of teaching, which that's another whole area. But to stay up with what we need to do and the skill sets according to the standards, teachers, not only do they teach, but they're professionally growing all the time. So that's what gets me excited, is we have teachers and we have programs in place that we're getting better at, which I know will impact kids in a positive way for the future.
And that brings us to a celebration. Mrs. Kavitz, tell us a little bit about this award that she's
Well, first of all, it was supposed to be so top secret. in reality, there was only two people that were supposed to know about this, and that was myself and the building level principal. And so there were some really hard guidelines set around this celebration. So what Lorian was able to pull off and what you've seen that day, and to have a teacher recognized at the national level is huge.
So what happened? How does that happen? Did she have to go through a local and then a state and then a to get
so
up to
I
the
gotta
national?
Be honest with you, that's top secret. They have a committee. You get a phone call and says, hey, I need a couple references, and you just go, oh, okay, well, and this happens all the time. But this never started with a recommendation from anybody within our district. There's
wow.
a committee that's established. They do the selection. They do the interviews. They do their research. And when I say it's very top secret, in a positive way, it's very professional. So Just to even give you a hint, to theoretically know the final script, I didn't know it till 15 minutes before kickoff.
Wow.
So, you know, this is where it is. Only two people can know. And so there was some protocol around this that I can't answer. And not because I don't want to, is because it was just like, here it is. And so I did ask that question, but the reality is it's a committee. It's not from surveys, it's not from parents, it's not recommended from internally. So it's just a pretty cool opportunity.
And wow.
We will learn more as we're going, but to have that teacher from Johnson County, the one in the state of Wyoming, and just a select handful throughout the United States is a super awesome celebration.
So she is honored for being a great teacher, mm-hmm. and she'll go to a national gathering.
So they're going to bring them out to a national convention. They'll all be recognized there, and then she'll have some responsibility with that. And part of that responsibility is being engaged with, you know, what effective teaching looks like, how do we continue to support education, you know, using her skill sets to improve education. So there's a lot more to it, but she earned this, the celebration, and it was a $25,000 personal check that didn't go to the schools, which it was just super cool.
But, pretty nice.
The reality is it was, Mr. Oski's going to learn more about this as she goes through this process.
And so Jessica Cavitz,
yes.
She's been in our district for how long?
Gosh, that's a good question. Over 15 years.
Long time.
Yes.
And what grade does she teach?
She's kindergarten teacher.
Kindergarten. Oh my goodness. And was honored in the whole 350 million people of the United States and
all the teachers that were selected. So, you know, and finding out. So as she goes
that's
out
amazing.
There, there's just, so kudos to Johnson County. Kudos to the system. We have great teachers, and that's super awesome that we can celebrate that.
It sure is. Well, there's sure a lot going on at Johnson County School District, and we'll keep talking about, you know, the good, the bad, and the celebrations as we go through the next year.
Absolutely. And thank you for your time, and parents and stakeholders that are listening. Again, if there's questions or concerns, please reach out to your teachers, your building administrators, and we just want to be as upfront as we can.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have
you.
A great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.